Welcome to this beginner lesson on building a roughneck fill shape blueprint in Ableton Live 12, using stock devices only. If you love jungle, old school drum and bass, dark rolling energy, and those aggressive little transition moments that slam into the drop, this one's for you. The goal here is not just to make a random drum fill. We're building a repeatable shape, something you can reuse in DJ tools, intro edits, breakdowns, and section changes. We want it to feel tight at the start, tense in the middle, and then hit clean at the end with a proper transition back into the groove. So let's get into it. Start a new Live set and set the tempo to 170 BPM for that classic jungle feel. If you want it a little more modern and heavy, 174 BPM also works great. Turn on the metronome and loop two bars so you can hear the shape as you build it. For programming, start with a 1/16 grid if you're ready to get detailed, or 1/8 if you want to sketch ideas quickly. Now create a MIDI track and load up a drum rack. Keep it simple and use stock sounds only. Grab a kick, a snare or a clap, a closed hat, an open hat, a few percussion hits like rims or clicks, a crash, and if you want, one or two chopped breakbeat slices. A good way to think about the pad layout is kick on one pad, snare on another, hats nearby, then break slices and reverse hits for the more jungle-style movement. Now we're building the actual roughneck fill shape. Think of it in three parts. Part 1 is the setup. Part 2 is the tension build. Part 3 is the final hit. For the first bar, keep it snare-led. Place a strong snare on beat 2, another on beat 3, and another on beat 4. Then add a few ghosted hits or small break slices between those main hits. The idea is to create movement without overcrowding it. You want it to feel like the fill is starting to talk. On the second bar, increase the energy, add more slices, a bit more snare activity, and a small hat rush leading toward the end. Then finish with a strong final slam, ideally a crash plus snare plus kick together. That last hit should feel like the door kicking open. A really important thing here is to leave some space. Roughneck fills work because they're tight, but they're not too neat. That slightly rough timing is part of the vibe. Don't try to make every hit perfectly polished. Old school jungle often sounds alive because the timing breathes a little. If you've got a breakbeat sample, bring in simpler next. Drag a break into simpler, switch it to slice mode, and use transient slicing so Ableton finds the hits for you. This is a great beginner way to get that chop jungle character without manually editing every little piece. Then trigger small fragments of the break, like kick snare bits, hat bursts, or little tom fragments. Use them like seasoning, not like a wall of sound. A few smart slices can add a ton of energy. Now let's humanize the fill. Open the MIDI editor and shape the velocities. Your main snare hits should stay strong, around 110 to 127. Ghost notes can sit much lower, maybe 40 to 70. Hats and small break slices can live somewhere in the middle. You can also move a few notes slightly ahead or behind the grid. Even tiny timing shifts matter a lot in this style. A late ghost note or a slightly early pickup can give you that dirty, human swing that makes the fill feel less robotic. At this point, your fill should already have a good shape. Now we make it sound bigger and more finished using Ableton stock effects. Start with EQ8. Put it after the drum rack or on the drum group. Cut a little low end around 25 to 35 Hz so the mud is out of the way. If the fill sounds boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If the snare needs more crack, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Be careful not to overdo the EQ. Roughneck fills often sound better when they stay raw and a little rough. Next, add saturator. This gives the fill grit and density. Try a few dB of drive, around 2 to 6 dB, and turn on soft clip. Then compensate the output so the fill doesn't just get louder, it gets stronger. This is a big part of that finished DNB punch. After that, use glue compressor to bind the hits together. Keep the attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or fairly quick, and aim for just a little gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. You want the hits to glue together without flattening the impact. Now add reverb, but keep it light. A short decay, around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, with a small amount of dry wet, maybe 5 to 15%, is usually enough. You can automate the reverb, so the fill starts dry and gets wetter toward the end. That creates a sense of motion, like the fill is opening up as it moves forward. Auto filter is one of the best tools for tension. Start with the cutoff slightly closed, then gradually open it over the two bars. If you want extra excitement, add a little resonance near the end. This gives you that classic build-up feeling without needing anything outside Ableton. Utility is next, and it's especially useful if you want to keep things focused. For DJ tools, The core fill usually works best centered and controlled. If the low end gets messy, use utility to keep it more mono. You can keep the big crash or final effect a little wider, but the main drum energy should stay solid and anchored. Now let's make it feel like it's actually leading somewhere. A roughneck fill usually works best when it pushes into the drop or the next section. One easy trick is a reverse hit right before the final slam. You can use a reversed cymbal or reversed break slice and place it on the last half beat before the drop. Another great move is a snare roll that increases in speed. Start with 1/8 notes, move into 1/16, then finish with a small cluster right at the end. That makes the fill feel like it's spinning up. For the final hit, layer a snare, a crash, and a kick. You can also add a low tom or a sub hit if you want extra weight. Just make sure it stays punchy and doesn't turn into mud. The final slam should feel huge, but still clear. Automation is where this really comes alive. Try automating the auto filter cutoff, the reverb wet amount, the saturator drive, and even the volume of the fill group. A simple beginner move is to start with the filter slightly closed, open it over 2 bars, increase saturation in the last half bar, and let the reverb bloom mostly on the ending hit. That gives you the classic shape, tight, tense, explosive. If you want it to feel more jungle and less like a generic drum fill, add a few more old school touches. Use 1 or 2 different break slices instead of repeating the same hit. Add ghost notes. Try a slightly lower pitched slice for a grimy flavor, or delay a small percussion hit just enough to make the rhythm feel off balance in a good way. And remember, the best fills often leave a little space. You do not need to fill every single moment. Once you have a version you like, save it for reuse. Group your drums, add any return reverb you used, and bounce or resample the 2-bar fill to audio. That way you can drop it into future tracks as a DJ tool, intro fill, breakdown transition, or section switch. This is how you start building your own personal fill library. Let's talk about common mistakes, because these are easy to make. The first mistake is making the fill too busy. If every beat is packed, the impact disappears. Leave space. Let the snare lead. The second mistake is overcleaning the sound. Jungle and old school D&B need a bit of rawness. The third mistake is using too much reverb. That turns the fill into a blurry wash instead of a focused transition. And the biggest mistake of all is forgetting the final slam. If the ending doesn't land clearly, the whole fill feels unfinished. A few pro tips can push this even further. Layer a low tom under the final hit if you want more menace. Use shorter reverb tails for a darker D&B feel. Keep the low end mono. And if you want the snare to cut through a dense bass line, make sure it has enough presence around 2-5 kHz. Also, try making 2 versions of the fill, one cleaner and one heavier. That gives you arrangement options and makes your track feel more pro. Here's a quick practice challenge. Make 3 versions of the same 2-bar roughneck fill. Version 1 should be clean, with fewer slices, lighter saturation, and a smaller reverb. Version 2 should be dirtier, with more chopped slices, more grit, and less reverb. Version 3 should be darker, with lower pitched hits, filter movement, a reverse hit, and a wider crash on the end. Compare them and ask yourself which one feels most jungle, which one works best before a drop, and which one would actually help a DJ transition between sections. The big idea to remember is this. A great D&B fill is not just a bunch of fast drum notes. It's a controlled burst of energy. It should move the track from one section to the next with attitude, clarity, and a little bit of chaos. So keep it tight, keep it dirty, keep it rhythmic, and keep it impactful. That's the roughneck mindset. If you want, I can also turn this into a timed voiceover version with pauses and emphasis marks for recording.